head toward the unknown region with Chris B, where pomposity and pretentiousness know no bounds.
If you find you have the time to look into somebody's mind, take heed of all you see. You're living on borrowed time.
Slack week for singles, the 7th of August 1970, or was a Friday. Issue number 341 of the new singles. Hello, Les.
Hello, Chris.
We began with Gracious and Fugue in D Minor. That's the B-side of their Vertigo single. We will hear the A-side in a couple of tunes, Tom. And after that, a band I've never heard of, Walrus. Walrus, Tomorrow Never Comes, on DRAM Records.
Wow.
What do we know about Walrus?
Other than Steve Hawthorne was on bass and wrote all the stuff. They were short-lived. But that was an interesting sound, that. I can't remember whether actually... I may well have seen them back in the time. The name's familiar.
I'd describe as happy prog.
Yeah. There is a reference to him on prog.com, so obviously there are quite a few people know about them. Incidentally, talking about Gracious, they were produced by Norrie Paramore, but the man in charge of their production was actually none other than Tim Rice.
Ah.
Well, there you go.
It was all high quality stuff.
Yeah.
On a Windy Day was the A side, and we'll listen to that after we've heard both sides of a single from Mick Softly.
Well, Mick Softly was big in the folk scene, actually. He played along with Sandy Denny and all various other people. He played with lots and lots of people over the time, had a very big, long career.
Yeah, he hadn't been very well. Last I knew, he was in a nursing home. But
he died September the 1st, 1917. So no, 2017.
Well,
2017. Well, I'll do that again.
No. You don't need to do that again, because that fits perfectly with the B side of his single, which is called Time Machine. So he could well have died in 1917, Les. Who knows where he went? But don't you apologise. it's a simple slip to make. Well, as we do this, I mean, goodness me, we're already going back 50 years here. What's
it
another?
It might be recorded, but we're actually doing this live.
Can you tell? So, Mick Softly, the A side of his single on CBS was called Can You Hear Me Now, which we'll hear after. We've heard Time Machine.
Yeah.
On my time machine, time machine, you know, whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, what I mean. Come on and take a trip on my time machine. Time machine, you know, whoa, 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 whoa. You know what I mean. Where were you when we all were elves, laughing and playing? Just seeing our hearts out. Come on, I'll take a trip on my time machine. Time machine, you know. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know what I mean. When we roamed down the plain, dancing in the wind and laughing in the rain. Come on and take a trip on my time machine. Time machine, you know. Whoa, whoa. Could have been me. Come on and take a trip on my time machine. Time machine, you know. Star Tripper, maybe.
trip on my time machine. Time machine. What I mean, I'm a time machine, 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 I'm a time machine.
I just have to join in here and say something about Mick Softly. Time Machine, Jerry Donahue, electric guitar, Pat Donaldson bass, Tony Cox piano, Jerry Conway drums, Mike Vickers on synthesizer. That's very early use of a synth. Yeah. And on the A side, Can You Hear Me Now, which we're about to hear, the same people, plus Sue and Sonny, who were backing vocalists on many, many records, along with Leslie Duncan.
Oh, no, it's amazing. He also worked with Mac McLeod and Muddy Pryor. And he taught Donovan how to his finger picking style.
And the gatefold sleeve, which I've got in my hands now, you've got to dig this out. Great front cover with Mick, presumably, in the back of a, what sort of a van was that? Some kind of a Vauxhall van, is that, Les? I don't know what sort of van.
It looks like a Comer van, actually.
It probably was.
I think it might be a Comer van. Looking by the internal shape, I'm sure it is.
I think I must have driven one of those when I was a telephone engineer, actually.
You used to use them a lot for police, but Black Mariah's, didn't they? You remember that the early Comer vans were used a lot by the post office and various other...
But it's well worth searching out the sleeve for Mick Softly. It says Sunrise on the front cover, and in the gatefold you've got Earthrise and Moonrise. Some fantastic... photographs of the sun and the moon rising.
That's the Earthrise. That's the famous Earthrise. Was that Apollo 13? No, Apollo 11. I can't remember which one. When they first made that picture, didn't they?
Obviously,
that was actually from the Earth.
Obviously, this doesn't work on radio. I'll try to take a photograph of the sleeve. Let's listen to the A side. Can you hear me now? Indeed, can you?
Everyone, a little bit of God on the wind and in the sun, a little bit of God in everything. Can you help me now? A little bit of love to everyone, a little bit of love on the wind and in the sun, a little bit of love in everything. Can you help me now? There's a little bit of hope in everyone, a little bit of hope on the wind and in the sun, a little bit of hope in everything. Can you help me now? Can you help me? Thank you.
once on a windy day, I would see the clouds floating past my window, and as they would drift away, so my life begins. Far from an eagle's grasp, a score of wings swamp a vanished meadow, to dream on a lonely past, someone's life begins. Don't stop me looking everywhere. There's nothing in your head, and you're not aware. You're nothing anywhere you look.
And you know about the lies in your head.
And you know about the lies.
Listening to Chris Bent. Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
Thank you.
title, the actual title, isn't the most obvious. Can you recall what it might have been, Les?
I can't remember.
It's certainly not Who Do You Think You Are.
Oh, I know.
It was If I Could Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over with You.
Yeah, no, that's it. I couldn't remember. And I love that tune. I really do.
And one of the anomalies I seem to recall with Caravan is their albums were on DRAM Records, but their singles were on Decca.
Yeah, that I seem to remember was quite a good single for them, wasn't it?
Brilliant. Yeah.
And I think they had quite a lot of success with it.
And that was the B side of their single, actually. I think that's more well known than the A side, which we'll play after I've told you and reminded you that we played Mick Softly, Can You Hear Me Now, and Gracious Once on a Windy Day. So this is Caravan. And I, in case you're thinking there's going to be no reggae this week, well, I'm afraid there is. We've got the Gay Lads, the Beverly All Stars, the GG All Stars, with Ganja Plane. We've got Little Brother Grant, the J Boys. So you're not going to be disappointed, but first of all.
By the way, before you do that, we were just thinking, listening to Gracious there, how very much like the Moody Blues it sounded. And also, I think that must have been their influence, because there was Moody Blues harmonies, but also a bit of George Harrison and Beatles.
The guitar in
the background.
And some brilliant Mellotron in that one as well. Yeah. And as you all know, I'm a sucker for anything with a Mellotron in it.
Just love the old Hammond again with Caravan.
Here's Caravan. Hello, hello.
Up on a hilltop far from the city, overlooking a stream, I heard a sound, it made me look round. I looked back where I had just been. There just behind a ledge, there was a man, he leapt to and fro, tripping away at a hedge. Suddenly I heard a ringing, singing bass. Up to my knees, I waded across the stream.
Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
Perfect. come on, Phyllis. Let's get to work now. Come on, watch it, man.
Playing our tune. Les Newman, by the way, is not in the studio. And no. Sure enough, I can't get next to you, Les.
There's another reggae classic Motown cover version.
Lloyd Chalmers and Busty Brown, it says here, on Explosion Records. And prior to that, it was Cynthia Richards and Can't Wait on Clandisc. And to ease us into our reggae section, we had Jimmy Cliff not doing a reggae tune at all, but Cat Stevens' song, Wild World. And
I thought it was actually Wide World when I first heard
it. Yeah, you were thinking of Dad's Army being a bit of a wide boy and later on having a Robin Reliant, yes. That was on the Pink Island record label.
Big hit for the Temptations, of course.
Yeah, Can't Get Next to You. Yeah. The next one it issued two singles this week, Little Brother Grant, both on Torpedo Records. Rather diminishes your chances of getting in the charts. One of the singles was with Zapata Schmidt as well. So this is Little Brother, which, you know, we do dig them up for you, don't we?
The lengths we go through, the things we love, what you don't hear is what we don't play, the things we have to go through to put this on every week.
We're actually using Messenger. I'm not advertising there, but we're actually using Facebook. Sure. And we're communicating as well at the same time. And a little bit further back, Les wrote, if only prog singles like this came out today, I'd be listening to Six Music and Radio 1. But I wrote back, if only there was 50 years ago radio, because I think that would work. I do. And Les says, and we are that sound. Yes,
the sound of 50 years ago.
This is 50.
It's almost like we're in a time time warp and we haven't got out of it yet.
No.
Or maybe because we like to relive our childhood or our youth.
We're loving it. So this is Little Brother Grant and Zapata Schmidt on Torpedo Records. I'll tell you, the quality's not so good here, but content is king, as they say.
Yeah.
Chris Bent. going my way.
That must have been that must have been the 12-inch mix. I don't remember the edge being like that.
I don't remember the edge, no.
No, the DJ's obviously faded it out before then. And I would not have believed that Bobby Bloom and Montego Bay was from 1970.
No, I thought it was more disco, you know.
More like 77.
Yeah.
But there it is. Bobby Bloom on Polydor Records, 2058-051. And prior to that, Little Grant, or Little Brother Grant, and Baby Don't Let Me Down. That was his Torpedo TOR-27 single, and prior to that, TOR-28 with him. Also with Zapata Schmidt. And Let's Do It Together.
Wow.
Which we are. Me, Chris Bent, him, Les Newman, in a distant armchair.
Relaxing.
Via modern technology. And if only we could have done this in 1970, wouldn't it have been so much better? Later.
Yeah, I know. Well, yeah, well, if we'd have had the technology then, we'd have been ahead of the game, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
If we could get in the DeLorean.
Yes.
And head back to 1970.
Crank up the flux capacitor.
But then again, you wouldn't. I can just imagine him saying, don't set it to 2020. Yeah,
whatever you do. Shortly, we will be hearing the B-side of the Walrus single that we played earlier. It's going to be called Who Can I Trust? But first of all, Jerry Reed and Plastic Saddle on RCA Records. I don't remember Jerry Reed.
Yeah. Here we come. Everybody. Passenger limousine, a palace in Dallas, a club in New Orleans. Diamonds on my fingers, silk imported clothes. I can tell a fast train by the way she blows. Don't give me no plastic saddle. Let me feel the leather when I ride. Don't give me no pink powder woman. This boy likes to feel the hide. False eyelashes and a false foundation. I may build your pride, but don't give me no plastic saddle, gal. I like to feel the leather when I ride. Yeah. Society, the man about town. Never look for nothing that I ain't found. Ain't always right, but I ain't never wrong. I know the words to the tune before you sing the song. Don't give me no plastic saddle. I like to feel the leather when I ride. Don't give me no paint and powder, gal. This boy likes to feel the high. Well, them false eyelashes and that false foundation may appeal to your pride. Don't give me no plastic saddle. I like to feel the leather when I ride, when I ride. Hey, yeah. Well, all right. I like to feel the leather when I ride. Don't give me no pink powder. Honey, I like to feel the hide. Well, false eyelashes and a false foundation may build your pride, but I don't want no plastic saddle. I like to feel the leather when I ride. Hey, yeah. Listen. Oh, give me some plastic. Sound like, fellas? Oh, yeah. Let's go listen to that.
For further information about this week's program, we invite you to visit www.towardtheunknownregion.com.
just you.
Some